Hashem has promised Avraham that his children will be as great as the stars and as many as the sand. But unfortunately, his dear wife Sarah is barren. At this moment, Sarah suggests that Avraham marry Hagar instead. This great action of Sarah, the ability she had to transcend her own interests for the greater, higher purpose of Avraham having children, is ultimately what merits her having her own children. But what needed to be done at this point, something very challenging, something very difficult for a couple, and the Torah gives us hints to how it was done in a way that they were sensitive to each other. First, Avram's response, Pasuk Bet, it says, Vayishma Avram l'kol Sarai. The Ramban says that the Pasuk aims to teach us that kol kavanato lasod ritzon Sarah shetibana mimena. Avram's whole intention was to do what Sarah had asked him. It seemed right in Avram's eyes. It was a good move, but he didn't do it because it was the right thing. He did it because it's what Sarah wanted from him. When a spouse needs to do something that could be hurtful to the other, it's critical that it be done only when it's what the spouse wants herself from their spouse. The Torah continues and describes Sarah's action of giving Hagar to Avraham. And here the Torah emphasizes their relationship. Pasuk Gimel. Vatikach Sarai Eshet Avraham. We know who she was. At Hagar HaMitzrit Shifchata, at the end of 10 years, Vatiteno Tal Avraham Isha, and she gave her to Avraham, her husband, Lo La Isha. The Ramban explains that even though she was giving another woman to Avraham, she did it out of the love of a spouse. She gave as a wife to her own husband. Again, her ability to step out of the way for the greater good and to give Hagar over 100% as a wife to Avraham so that he would be able to have children from her. We see here both the ability of Sarah to transcend herself for the greater good and the sensitivities of Avraham and Sarah to each other to make sure that this delicate, challenging situation would be dealt with properly as a couple. Halavai, the couples would only have to deal with normal, natural, easy situations. But sometimes we have to deal with challenges, and sometimes those challenges are things that stress, pull apart a couple. If a couple deals with it together, caring about each other as spouses, that can help them transcend these situations and work together for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us in this world.